Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Been talking and praying this week, each morning, about overcoming doubt and different ways that the Bible tells us that tools that we've been given to help us believe. And today we're going to talk about overcoming doubt by the work of God. And I want to look at this in two different ways. And part of it's because of the context of the verse I'm using, along with the wording of the verse. And I find it fascinating. John chapter 6, verse 29 says, Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." I find it interesting because the English language and the translation there would give the impression that God's work, the work that he is doing, is related to believing in Jesus. The context is Jesus is answering. That's how the verse starts. There's a question about what God wants people to do. What is this work that God would require of them? And the answer is the work that God expects is that you believe. Now, that gets kind of complicated because, well, we look at Scripture, we recognize that salvation is a gift of God that's not by works, lest anyone should boast. Paul tells us that. And yet, if you take the whole of Scripture, there are things that God expects of us. Things that, well, the Scripture will say will lead to salvation. It doesn't earn salvation. It's not a product of our work. But it is in partnership with God. And he says that the work, and I believe it's a work that he does, that helps us to believe in Jesus. But it's also a work that's expected from us. That we, in a sense, do due diligence in understanding who Jesus is in accepting and pursuing, that we would believe, that the doubt would dissipate. Jesus has said that he is the one and is one with the Father. And his desire is that those who would follow him would be one with him just as he is one with the Father. There would be a unity. There would be a unity of heart and mind and purpose, a unity of work. And we go about the work of God. We are able to overcome doubt when we experience the work of God in our life. It helps us to overcome doubt when we live doing the work of God, believing in Jesus. It ought to be expressed in such a way that it even helps others overcome doubt. One of the great things about what God's desire is for us is that we're involved in his work of helping others know Jesus. There's a task for us. There's responsibility. And it revolves around God's desire that no one should perish, that all would come to repentance, that all would come to do the work of God as they are impacted by the work of God. And that is that they would believe in Jesus. As I think about watching that unfold, I think about Thomas. And the doubts that filled his mind is not really that different than the doubt that filled the mind of the other disciples. Not really that different than the doubt that filled the minds of you and me. Wondering, is Jesus real? Is it just stories that somebody has made up? Is it stories I heard as a child? Is it real? And the work of God displayed through the presence of Jesus in that room that Thomas was in resulted in an overcoming of his doubt, his response, "My Lord and my God, you are who you say. I believe in the one God has sent." And so not only did God accomplish his work in that room by removing doubt from the mind of Thomas, Thomas accomplished the work of God that was expected of him that day by believing in the one that God had sent. When we live life in a myriad of ways, our life ought to proclaim that same proclamation that Thomas made. My Lord and my God. That's who Jesus ought to be in our life. That's who he is. And the more that we proclaim that with our life, the more that we are caught up in doing the work of God. And when we live life with an awareness of that, that's one of those elements that often gets thrown out there with people struggling to, what is the will of God? And they're typically wanting things that are very specific. Sometimes it's you know, what is God's will? Who does he want me to marry? What's his will within that? But one of those common questions is regarding our work. It was a question asked of Jesus. It's a question we ask in our culture. What does God want me to do as an occupation? What work does he want me to do? And I think this verse kind of answers that. Believe in Jesus. If you're a plumber, believe in Jesus. If you're a teacher, believe in Jesus. If you're a nurse, believe in Jesus. If you're a custodian, believe in Jesus. If you're a housewife and homemaker and childcare provider, whether it's your children or others, believe in Jesus. The task is there to provide value that you would, as Paul said, you would have something to share with others, that you would provide for yourself as much as you can, that you would live in the image of God who by nature works. And so the details are, I think, pretty flexible. And it's often based on how God has gifted, how he has called, how he has used a variety of education and circumstances in life to prepare. But at the heart of it is to believe in Jesus. And I think an element of believing in Jesus in a meaningful way involves helping others believe in Jesus. Well, because that's his command to, as we go into all of the world, wherever we go, to make disciples, to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to teach them to obey everything that he has commanded. If we do the work of God and believe in Jesus, then that's what we'll do. And the more that we believe in Jesus, the more that we are involved in the work of God, the more he removes doubt, because we find ourselves aligned with his will. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has given us meaningful work to do. And Father, sometimes we get caught up in the details of the task, the title that we have, the responsibility that we have, and we forget that the real work is believing in Jesus, to know him and to make him known, to allow your work to remove doubt, to allow that work of belief to remove doubt. And Father, today, help us, every one of us, to be more purposeful in our belief. More purposeful in seeing how believing in Jesus is a part of everything we do. Or at least it ought to be. That whatever we find ourselves involved in, that we would consider how it helps us to believe in Jesus and how we can use that work, that involvement, to help others believe in Jesus. God, may we make the most of every opportunity, because we know these are evil days. Father, today, may we believe more than ever before. May that belief lead us to the work that you've called us to do. As that work overcomes doubt in our life, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.